SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. GOP senators are breathing a sigh of relief now that Matt Gaetz has withdrawn as President-elect Trump's nominee for Attorney General. Bob Agnew reports.
Gaetz has faced a blistering storm of criticism over the past several days over allegations of sexual misconduct. Several GOP senators say he faced an uphill climb getting the votes needed for confirmation. Senator Roger Wicker, the incoming chair of the Senate Armed Services Committee, says Gaetz' decision to withdraw is a positive development. In pulling out, Gaetz acknowledged the allegations he's facing had become a distraction. Bob Agnew reporting.
The world's top war crimes court issued arrest warrants Thursday for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, his former defense minister, and Hamas's military chief, accusing them of crimes against humanity in connection with the 13-month war in Gaza. Bernie Bennett has more.
The warrants said there was reason to believe Netanyahu and former defense minister Yoav Gallant had used starvation as a method of warfare, are restricting humanitarian aid, and have intentionally targeted civilians in Israel's campaign against Hamas in Gaza, charges Israeli officials deny. Netanyahu condemned the warrant against him, saying Israel, quote, rejects with disgust the absurd and false actions by the court. In a statement released by his office, he said, quote, there is nothing more just than the war Israel has been waging in Gaza. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says Moscow has tested a new intermediate-range missile in a strike on Ukraine and that it could use the weapon against countries that have allowed Kyiv to use their missiles to strike Russia. Putin said during a nationwide TV address that the Russian strike Thursday on the central Ukrainian city of Dnipro came in response to Ukrainian strikes on Russian territory this week. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 461 points. This is SRN News. Violating religious freedom is not cheap.
The state of Colorado will pay $1.5 million in attorney's fees after losing its effort to force a Christian web designer to make websites for gay weddings. The Supreme Court ruled against the state in 2023, and now the bill has come due. Colorado is putting together quite a losing record in going after Christians who don't wish to promote the LGBT agenda. The state famously lost at the Supreme Court in its effort to make a Denver businessman make a cake for a gay wedding. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is signaling support for a Republican effort to keep men out of women's restrooms and locker rooms at the Capitol. The effort has been triggered by the fact that a man who is living as a woman has won a seat in Congress. Democrat Sarah McBride will represent Delaware and be sworn in next year. Speaker Johnson said, quote, we're not going to have men in women's bathrooms, unquote. This is SRN News. Fights are cropping up nationwide over fluoride in drinking water.
Communities in Florida, Texas, Oregon, Utah, Wyoming, and elsewhere have debated the idea in recent months, and several have decided to stop adding it to drinking water. In August, a federal agency for the first time reported that there is a link between high levels of fluoride exposure and lower IQ in kids. And in September, a federal judge ordered the EPA to further regulate it in drinking water. The decision to add fluoride to drinking water rests with state and local officials, but advisors to Donald Trump have suggested he would push to remove it. John Scott reporting.
A sheriff says a Wisconsin man who faked his own drowning this summer so he could abandon his wife and three children is in Eastern Europe but is not committed to returning home. Ryan Borgwart has been communicating with authorities, even describing how he did it. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.